So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing relationships forbidden to non-Jews and cites a machlekes in which relatives are forbidden. Reb Meir says that it depends on the following. Kol erva shebezna shel Yisrael mamisna leho ben noyach muzer leho. Those relationships that are forbidden to Jews and punishable by death in the Jewish courts are forbidden to non-Jews as well. However, ein bezna shel Yisrael mamisna leho ein ben noyach muzer leho, Reb Meir. Those relationships that are forbidden to Jews but are not punishable by death in the Jewish courts are not forbidden to non-Jews. Chacham disagree with this principle and maintain that there are many relationships not punishable by death in the Jewish courts, yet they are forbidden to non-Jews. Rashi explains that the Chacham hold Yisrabu b'nei noich mi'ish ish l'chol ha'omer b'parsha. All arayas are included. However, Reb Meir lo darish ish ish l'rabui. Rather, as the Gemara says later, Reb Meir nafki l'arayas b'ben noich me'al kein yazav ishes ab v'zimoy v'hasim chiv emises hudachsivi. The Gemara cites a contradictory brisa. A convert who was conceived by non-Jewish parents and his mother converted before his birth, he's forbidden to his maternal birth relatives, but not to his paternal birth relatives. Rashi explains, conversion is considered a rebirth, and he's not related to his birth family. However, Rabbanan gazer olam mishum shelo yemru boin mekedusha chamur lekedusha kal. The Rabbanan forbade him to certain relatives so that it should not seem that his present Jewish status is more lenient than his previous non-Jewish status. The Brayis elaborates on these various relations. Nasa achisim mina aim yitzi mina av yikayim. He may not stay married to a maternal sister who converted, but he may remain married to a paternal sister because, as Rashi explains, Leineser Isra Achva b'bnei noich elo min ha'im. Non-Jews are only forbidden to maternal relatives, as the Gemara will expound later. Therefore, the Rabban only forbade those relatives to whom he would have been forbidden if he had remained a non-Jew. Similarly, the Brisa continues, Achoisa av minu em yoitzi min av yikayim. He may not remain married to his father's maternal sister, but he may remain married to his father's paternal sister. Similarly, he may not remain married to his mother's maternal sister. However, regarding his mother's paternal sister, there is a machlokes. Remeir says he may not remain married to his mother's paternal sister, as Rashi explains. The Rabbanan forbade this since there is some relationship involving the mother. However, the Chacham permit this, the lo gezrinan. The Brisa continues, Umutur be'eshes achiv u'be'eshes achiyo aviv. He's permitted to remain married to his brother's wife and his father's brother's wife, since these relationships are permitted to non-Jews. U'shar kol arayis muteris lo ilasu ye'eshes aviv. And he's even permitted to marry his father's wife. The Brisa qualifies its earlier leniencies. U'leketchila lo yichnes. The convert should preferably refrain from marrying even these women the Brisa permitted earlier. Now, the Gemara asked that in the earlier Braisa, Reb Meir ruled kol ervo shebezn shel Yisrael mamisna leho, ben noich muzer leho. Ein bezn shel Yisrael mamisna leho, ein ben noich muzer leho. Non-Jews are forbidden to engage in illicit relationships which are punishable by death in the Jewish courts, otherwise they are permitted. Yet in this Braisa, Reb Meir contradicts himself on two counts. Mutter be'eshes aviv, he permits a non-Jew to his father's wife and his mother-in-law, even though these relationships are punishable by death in the Jewish courts. He forbids a non-Jew to his sister and aunt, even though these relationships are not punishable by death in the Jewish courts. The Gemara answers, in our Braisa, he was citing the opinion of his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, and in the earlier Braisa, he was citing the opinion of his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva. The Gemara now explains the Machlekes Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Akiva. The Pasuk says, Al kein yazav ishes aviv imay. A non-Jew cannot marry aviv or imay. And the Braisa expounds, Reb Eliezer Oima Aviv Achais Aviv. Imoy Achais Imoy. Aviv refers to his father's sister, and Imoy refers to his mother's sister. Bekiva Oima Aviv Ashes Aviv. Imoy Ime Mamash. Aviv refers to his father's wife, and Imoy refers to his actual mother, as Rashi explains the criteria according to each opinion. Reb Eliezer Lesle Kurvid the Ishes. Visle Kurvid the Achva. Reb Eliezer does not forbid relatives through marriage, but he forbids relationships of kinship such as one's aunts, even though they're not punishable by death in Bezdin. While Rebbe Kiva, kulu chayiv emises ninu, umina yolof l'chol chayiv emises. According to Rebbe Kiva, the Pasuk only refers to relationships punishable by death in Bezdin, and he understands that as the general principle. The Gemara continues discussing the issue of a non-Jew marrying his sister. Memneima loy nasa odem es bitoy, Adam Rishon performed a kindness and did not marry his daughter so that his son Cain could marry her and populate the world. The Gemara infers, Holav Hoche Asira, if not for the extenuating circumstances, Cain would be forbidden to marry his sister. The Gemara answers, Kivin Ishtri, once it was permitted for this reason, it remained permitted to all non-Jews forever. The Gemara discusses several other relations forbidden to non-Jews. Some are derived from the Pasuk, Al Kenyazav Ish Es Aviv Es Imei B'davak B'Ishtoi. B'davak V'Lei B'Zachar, he's forbidden to another male. B'Ishtoi V'Lei B'Esh Es Chaveri, he's forbidden to another non-Jew's wife. However, Baal Esh Es Chaveri Shalei K'darka Pater, if he has relations with another's wife unnaturally, he's exempt. He's forbidden to an animal which cannot bear children from him. Eved mutter b'imoy u'mutter b'bitoy. A Jew's slave is permitted to his mother and his daughter because yatzim echal kuti u'lechal yisrael leba. He's no longer a non-Jew, and so they're no longer his relatives, but he's not yet a Jew, and so the Rabbanan did not forbid this. Ben noich shiyichid shifcha la'avdoy u'ba'o leo nergalel. A non-Jew is liable for taking a maidservant designated for a slave. And the Gemara explains, Midukaru la revisa de planya. He's liable for when she is referred to as the maiden of this slave. However, if they separate, he's permitted to har mishapara reisha b'shuk once she bears her hair in public in the manner of unmarried women. The Gemara cites additional halachas regarding non-Jews. Ayvid kachav mishike es Yisrael chayv misa. A non-Jew who strikes a Jew is liable to death. As the Pasuk says, V'yifin koi v'koi v'yar ke'enish v'yachas ha-mitzri. Regarding a Jew who strikes another Jew, the Gemara says, Ha-magbi'a yodai al-chaveroi afa-pish lehiko nikarasha. If one merely raises his hand with intent to strike another Jew, he's called wicked. As the Pasuk says, V'yimil l'rasha l'masakariyacha. Ayvikachav m'sheshavas chayiv misa. A non-Jew who observes the Shabbos is liable for death. And the Gemara adds, Afila sheni b'shabbos. He's liable even if he designates another day of the week as a day of rest. As the Pasuk says, V'yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu. Ayvikachav m'sheisik b'tayra chayiv misa. A non-Jew who studies Torah is liable for death. As the Pasuk says, Tere tziva lanu moyshe mayrasha. Lanu mayrasha b'lay lahem. However, regarding b'sheva mitzvahs didhu, studying the laws relevant to their commandments, Remeir taught that fellow Avi Kachav Ma'isik Batera who could kohen gadol. Even a non-Jew is like a kohen gadol because the pasuk says, Asher yasa Eisim Adam Machay Behem, and Ha'adam includes all mankind, even non-Jews.